This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go with the information from Talkers Magazine for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the chart for the week of April 9th to the 13th. And here to do the honors, along with me, I'm Doug Steffen, is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. They list all of these things on their website at talkers.com every week. Michael is here to spend this time with me this hour to go through not only the items that are big in the story section and the people section, but some ancillary conversations we always have about things that are nuanced in the talk radio world. So let's get to the list, though, first, because that's our official job here, Michael.
All right. We are official men in black. We must do our jobs without any distraction. At number 10, we have MLB and NBA action. At number 9, U.S.-China tariffs. At number 8, the Pruitt investigation. At number 7, the Kimmel-Hannity feud. At number 6, Mexican border security. At number 5, U.S.-Syria threats. At number 4, the Trump National Enquirer flap. At number 3, Zuckerberg before Congress. At number 2, Paul Ryan exits the House, or he says he will. At number 1, the Trump-Russia probe and the Cohen raid. What a week of stories. The people that dominate the conversation. At number 10, Jimmy Kimmel and Sean Hannity, which I think is about fading out now, but it was big for most of the week. At number 9, Scott Pruitt. At number 8, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. At number 7, David Pecker. At number 6, Mark Zuckerberg. At number 5, Paul Ryan. Number 4, Rod Rosenstein. Number 3, Michael Cohen. Number 2, Robert Mueller. At number 1, Donald Trump.
Woo. All right. Check that stuff out on the Talkers website, talkers.com. All right. So, Michael, from your perspective, as someone who is on the air, someone who discusses this with people who are on the air, I have two questions. First one, of all of the stories and the people, which do you, Michael Harrison, think is most interesting of all of these?
The most interesting?
Interesting.
That's a difficult question, because obviously, like anybody else, I find on a certain level the gossipy, slanderous, libelous, dirty
Kimmel Hannity feud.
All that, if you'll pardon the expression, crap. Mm-hmm. I find that very interesting.
Yes.
As a responsible citizen and a person who cares about journalism and the good of the country, I think the most interesting story is the U.S.-Syria threats, the possibility of us going to war with Syria as the drums of war are banging out there. And this, I think, is extremely, extremely serious.
Okay. So I asked you which one you thought was most interesting. Now I'm going to ask you which one you think is the most important.
Well, I just said the U.S.-Syria.
So you think the Syria thing is the most important thing in here because the ramifications of
it. Of course. We're talking about life and death. We're talking about the potential of escalation to World War III. We're talking about whether or not there is an adequate strategy for all of this. There's nothing worse than going to war out of control without a plan, where events cascade into a violent situation that can't be undone. Once that starts, all hell breaks loose before.
So you think this is more, there's more to this than there was to the Iraq or Afghanistan invasions in terms of threat to global peace?
Yeah, because I think that it directly it's a hairbreadth away from U.S. and Russian military coming to blows with each other.
So you really think, even though all of this stuff about the Trump-Russia probe and the relationship that is or isn't with Putin, that there isn't a phone call to be made here at the end of the day. The two of them said to each other, come on, what are you guys doing? One to the other.
I hope so. I hope so. I'm not saying that's not possible. As a matter of fact, if I didn't think that was possible, I would be quite panicked right now. The fact that I can talk about it dispassionately here in an intellectual discussion with my colleague indicates that I ultimately am optimistic that it's going to work out fine. But you ask me which is the most important, and when you have the leaders of two countries, the power wielded between them to destroy the world, of the United States and Russia, and I'm not totally sure what the relationship between these two guys happens to be, and I'm not so sure if you want to know the truth about how competent either one is at diplomacy. I think it's pretty important, but no, I'm not. I don't think the sky is falling. I'm not running for the hills. I'm planning on life going on, and I'm planning on it being settled. But history has taught me, as it should have taught you and everybody listening to this, that these things sometimes don't get settled. I mean, if you look back, the past 100 years has been 100 years of constant war.
Okay, so that's because of the military-industrial complex, and there's no weak link here. This is a very strong link. These people that run these big companies have so much money to make. They create a lot of these scenarios behind the scene. The selling of armaments is a huge business. The off-the-books selling of armaments, plus that which is on the books, is a huge catalyst, frankly, to all the problems that we find. And then there are things that we forget. There was a study done of those in school. The release of the study happened this past week. Is the public school system teaching the Holocaust, teaching about the Holocaust, whether it happened, it didn't happen? That's not the question. It's that it did happen, but it's not being taught. So millennials don't know much about the Holocaust. And as we get further separated, remember, most of the people that are still alive that lived through the Holocaust are in their 80s and 90s. So once they're gone and the direct link to something like that goes away, we get into historical perspective of not knowing, not paying attention to, not understanding the ramifications of stuff like that, and therefore we're predicting, I don't say predict isn't the right word, but we're sort of opening the doors to having the same thing happen again, because history does repeat itself. And you look around, you see all the skinheads that are in Germany that the news media never writes about, the skinheads who are in our country who don't get as much attention as probably they should on the negative side. So this stuff is seething below the surface, and the more of these people that die, the less people who are younger know about it. And you could apply that, frankly, to almost anything in terms of education. Look at how far removed many people who are younger are from lots of the historical import and impact of what has gone on since World War II, even. Yeah, well, never mind just the Holocaust, but the whole thing.
A knowledge of history is very important to maintaining civilization, let alone freedom.
Yeah.
A knowledge of history is very important, and the subject of history and the teaching of it has really taken a beating in this latest decade in which we are entering a pandemic of short-term attention span.
Well, we also have teachers who are not teaching facts. They're teaching their opinion. It's like the news media. The teachers now today, historically, I remember back, I mean, and more, it's history, social studies, that stuff, but it's bleeding over into language arts, this we want you to know what we think stuff.
Yeah, like teachers are doing talk shows as opposed to presenting lectures and lessons.
Yep. 15 past the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on business owners. If you have a small business, medium-sized business, and you're using free email services that end in .com or .org, or if you're using Gmail, Yahoo, AOL, Hotmail, you want to change that, because consumers, according to recent surveys, don't trust businesses that have the same old email. You want professional email. And so if you're interested in getting something that's unique, it's different, it's new, go to easyemail.tech. That's easyemail.tech. Easyemail.tech. They make the process simple to change your identity on the web and have it more professional. Doesn't cost a lot of money. Simple process. Find out more by going to easyemail.com or .tech. That would seem to make most sense if you're going to look into something like that. I'm changing, actually, DougStephan.com, or I'm going to have an addition to that. I'll have DougStephan.shop and DougStephan.radio, DougStephan.tech, whatever. You can do the same thing. Dial 844-344-7607 to get you all set up with your own .com, .shop, whatever professional email you want. Easy email, based in our country, real people who can understand what you're saying, answer the phone and talk to you. So get set up. New email. Kind of cool. Good way to promote yourself. 844-344-7607 and or easyemail.tech.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Jen from the DJV Show. Are you tired of writing huge checks every month for your timeshare? A timeshare that you can't even use when you want to use it. Summer's almost here, and if you're looking for a way out of your contract, then you need to contact Resort Release. Take it from me, when you're ready to leave the timeshare nightmare behind, these are the guys you need. Resort Release has the know-how to permanently and legally terminate your timeshare contract, and they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call 888-277-7245 and find out why they've been able to help tens of thousands of people like you legally end their timeshare disaster. Resort Release gives a 100% guarantee that you legally and permanently walk away. If you're ready for a vacation from your timeshare, visit ResortRelease.com or call Resort Release now at 888-277-7245. That's 888-277-7245.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Stephan. One of the most intellectually interesting stories, if you watched any of the congressional hearings this week, I was convinced that the vast majority of our elected officials, Michael, don't have a clue on how to deal with most of the social media, these old fossils that are asking questions. Zuckerberg must have, after he may have been nervous when he went in there, but once he had a few minutes of Orrin Hatch asking him questions, I got this, I'm all set, don't worry. What do you think about all of that and the proceedings? Did you watch any of it?
Of course I watched it, and I have a lot of thoughts about it, and I think that to quickly state it, and we should get into it on the other side of the break,
yeah.
We need lawmakers that understand technology, because the regulation of technology is our biggest legislative challenge today.
Yeah, it sure is. Are they going to make them break up like they did the car companies and the airline? They went in and they went out, and the AT&T break up all. Is that what's going to happen here? And will it be, if it happens to like Facebook, will it happen? Will Disney be broken up sooner or later because they've become so big? They keep buying up all these.
I can't say, but I can say that there will be layers and layers of regulation on internet platforms the same way there are for broadcast properties
today.
Let's
talk about that, what you're thinking, in just a matter of moments. Now, 21 after the hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour, you are attending a discussion of the topics, the hot hits of the week in the world of News Talk Radio from the expert, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com and you can get a review of these things we're talking about. Plus, you get Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and a lot of info on Michael's podcast. We'll get to that. Michael is eager to discuss further the situation with the hearings in Washington. Number three on the countdown this week is Mr. Zuckerberg appearing before congressional committees. They didn't do a good job under any stretch of the imagination. But it's more what it leads to, I think, Michael, is what you're suggesting.
Yeah, well,
right?
I mean, this is the beginning of the government getting involved in the regulation of the Internet.
How can they regulate something they don't understand?
Well, they have to have people in that do. You know, when the automobile was invented 100-some-odd years ago, it was equally amazing technology as the computer today. I mean, it was amazing, and all of a sudden you had cars on the road, roads that had previously been dominated by horses and buggies, and they didn't have traffic rules for horses, they didn't have stoplights, they didn't have speed limits. It was open, it was unregulated, it was the Wild West. It was free, and then with cars, all of a sudden, the situation became so chaotic, so dangerous, that you would take your life in your hands if you were to cross the street. It was that dangerous to be on the roads in the early days of the automobile.
Oh, yeah.
So now they have so they had to make laws, legislation, to keep up with this new technology. And now we have motor vehicle bureaus, we have licenses to drive, we have speed limits, we have lanes, we have all kinds of regulations to protect life and limb. That's what we're going through here at the early decades of the 21st century. Is that we have to have legislation that is able to keep up with the technology of communications. Now, I'm a free speech person. I'm the last person who wants to see the government regulate the Internet. However, that being said, reasonable people have to understand that no regulation, no government is the jungle, is chaos, is untenable. We have to have some kind of a balance between free speech and the protection of privacy. Because, and a lot of young people today, a lot of millennials and younger people don't understand the importance of privacy as one of the pillars of a free society.
Well, that goes back to what I was saying before about repeating which happens in history that isn't taught or understood is going to happen again, because we are human beings and we tend to repeat. We have the same nuance in our DNA.
Right.
So it's very, what you're saying is so true and so, it's, I don't know, stimulating is the right word, but certainly one, we have to have people with curious intellects and asking questions. And that's one of the beauties of News Talk Radio, because quite not always the right question, not always the right answer. But at least they're stimulating conversation about the things that are not taken care of in the news media anymore. There's no stimulation there. It's all advocacy. So, you know, and you wonder if you go back over the history of the news media when before there was electronic media, when there was some, you know, it took the reason they had 13 colonies and the election of the president didn't take place until January, because it took them that long to get from where they were to Washington to do the Electoral College voting. And now we have instant everything. You know what's going on within seconds of it occurring, no matter where in the world it happens.
I was listening to one of your old shows the other day, and you made some brilliant points. You said back before electronic media, people voted for people they didn't know anything about them.
Right.
They didn't know who they were. That's why
right.
there were so many scoundrels, people
yeah.
who knew how to play the game, were yeah. elected to the presidency, to governorship, senators, and et cetera.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
It really is.
It really is. The world is upside down. It really is in a number of different ways. All right. We'll continue our overview. I want to take a couple of circumstances that are being discussed on talk radio as we end the week, and we'll get Michael's spin on those items after a few important things from your local stations.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
After the hour, the conversation continues. Happy to have you along participating with us. Listening into this is something that's become a habit, I suppose, or maybe something that regularly is done by people who really like to know what's going on in this field. News Talk Radio is our focus. Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. I have been following, you know, one of the things that we do, I bet you do it because it's your business, and I find myself doing it as well. I look at the stations that carry this program and other programs that I do. And so I get information often from affiliates. They send me back their newsletter or how they're communicating with their audience. So one of the stations that carries this program is KMMS in Billings, Montana, AM 1450. They are on the radio this morning there, and in their communication to their listeners, talking about another fatal police shooting by a Montana police officer. Apparently last night a man was killed by a policeman after threatening patrons at a local casino. The fellow had a pellet gun, and officers thought it was a semi-automatic pistol, so they shot him and killed him. And we have looked around, and this becomes a conversation. It comes down to sometimes, Michael, as you know, getting mired in the gun control debate. But as you look at that and how easy it is for us to criticize the police, there's another circumstance that hasn't gotten as much national attention as, frankly, I thought it would. But you and I both live in Manhattan, good Doug, in Massachusetts during the good weather months.
We're both out.
That's right. We both
live in Massachusetts.
Yeah, right. We're in Manhattan. Anyway, so the story all over the place here in Massachusetts is the shooting of a police officer who was serving a warrant to a fellow who had been arrested 100 times. 29-year-old man, the police officer and his canine dog, his canine partner, in reality, go to this house, knock on the door to serve a warrant to get this guy into custody. And the guy shows, opens the door with a gun and blows this officer and shoots the dog. Kills the officer, shoots the dog. So the reason I put the two of these in juxtaposition, because I think it makes for important conversation about the realities, A, of how dangerous it is in many circumstances to be a police officer today, because you don't know what you're going to find when you walk up to the car that you've just stopped when the person opens the window and blows you away with a gun from his front seat, or in this case, you go to a guy's house. What bothers me, Michael, is that the police officer, the police sort of are admitting that they really didn't know that this fellow was as dangerous as he was. They apparently didn't. The news media stumbled upon the fact that he'd been arrested 100 times. It didn't. This is a small little town, Yarmouth, on the Cape. I think they have 4 police officers full-time, a couple of part-time guys. So they don't tend to have a lot of problems with serious criminals. So now this guy's dead, and it becomes the buzz. You know, it's all of this stuff. You people don't understand how serious police work is. So let's say you're a talk radio personality, and I bring these two things up, and I would have this conversation in a regular program. Matter of fact, I did already on the air. How do you handle it? How do you engage people? Because many of the stations that carry this kind of programming are to the right, and they all seem to be focused on gun rules and gun control, and we want to have our guns. So how do we handle a discussion like this?
Well, it's simply with common sense. You know, if you're in trouble, you call a cop. I mean, you know, I don't think anybody out there would want to have a society without police. On the other hand, police have the power of arms. They have the force of the state behind them and have to be regulated. I think that what you said, it's very dangerous to be a police officer. I think most police officers are heroic or potential heroes. Mm-hmm. I think that we could not have a society without police. But we have to keep our eyes wide open and be very vigilant about making sure that the police are ethical and operate professionally. And when police do something that is outside the rules of how to conduct themselves per shooting and firearms, they shouldn't be covered up. They should be held accountable. Mm-hmm. They should be chastised by their own people as well. I mean, it's asking a lot of the police to turn on each other, but they have got to regulate themselves. And the press has to be aware of it. And when the police act in an inappropriate way, they have to be called out on it because they have a tremendous responsibility and they have tremendous power. But it's not necessarily a gun control issue. We're talking about police. Police should be honored. The military should be honored. These are brave individuals who put their life on the line every time they go to work. Every time a police officer leaves the house, his or her spouse doesn't know if they'll come back. Their children don't know if they're going to come back. When a police officer pulls you over in the car, as you mentioned before, they come at you very slowly. You think they're arrogant. No, they're scared. They don't know what's going to happen to them. Police officers are killed pulling over speeders. Mm-hmm. But we have to look at it with common sense, and that is support the police. They're heroes, but don't support them with a blind eye to how dangerous they could be.
Yeah, and that's brings up is another conundrum here, because when police officers are doing their job, they're told by their superiors what they're supposed to do. And we all know, especially when it comes to state police and local police in certain jurisdictions, that when they're standing by the road and they're using a radar gun to stop you because you're speeding, they're not really doing it for safety reasons. They're doing it to collect money. They are revenue enhancement officers in that circumstance and not really officers of the peace. And so there's this sort of thing goes on, and there's a confusion, I think, with the public, and the disrespect that goes with some toward police comes from they're having too many jobs and they're not well defined. I don't think police officers should be standing by the road with a radar gun stopping you and giving you a ticket so that the local jurisdiction can get $100 from you because you were speeding.
That's cosmetic. That's public relations. The fact of the matter is,
is sort of cosmetic, I suppose. But
it is cosmetic. It's emotional. But because the fact is, that the traffic violations are a form of revenue. It costs money to run a municipality.
Yeah.
It costs money to run a government. People, you know, they take for granted the streets being kept up and the garbage. But whatever. The point I'm making is that this comes under public relations for the police. That, yes, there should be a higher level of consciousness in running police departments so that the public, back to when you and I were kids, think of the policeman as a friend.
Right.
As opposed to thinking
I loved Walter Mahoney. He was the patrol officer that we all knew at school. Officer Mahoney was somebody that everybody, he's a big Irish cop. But everybody looked up to him, and there was sort of a standoffishness. You respected that because he was John Law.
Right.
And he managed to meter it, you know, in a way that sort of made you think, oh, well, I don't want to mess with him.
So the police have a big public relations problem. They also do have a race issue. The whole idea of profiling and the whole idea of, you know, shoot first, ask later. These are issues that we have to deal with. We just have to deal with them in a rational way.
Right.
As opposed to black or white thinking.
Well, and then there's the confusion because of what I said a few minutes ago about there being too many jobs for the police. And a lot of people don't understand, for example, when you dial 911, you're not going to the police. You're going to a private operation that then goes to the police to get them to help you with your circumstance. The best example of that this week is that Ohio teenager who was trapped in the between the seats in his car, in the van. He called 911 twice, and they thought he was yanking their chain. So they didn't send any police to try to find him, and he died in the car.
And that's a breakdown of competence. They were incompetent.
But it wasn't the police. It was 911, and that's not the police. When you call 911, you are not calling the police. People think they are, but they're not.
So they're an extension of the police. The police should be concerned that 911 does its job no matter how it's organized or funded.
Yes.
So, but again, this stuff is going to happen. You're going to have breakdowns. But we're talking about there are people out there who consider the police across the board their enemy. There are people out there who believe the police are part of a increasingly militarized force, a paramilitary force that's out to enslave the people.
Mm-hmm.
This is a problem. It's a problem, one, it's the fault of the police for allowing this to happen, and two, it's the fault of these people for drawing that conclusion that all police are evil. We got to come back to an intelligent dialogue. The police have got to get their act together, and the people have got to stop thinking in terms of extremes.
Yeah. And they got to do a better job. This guy who killed the cop on the Cape, 100 criminal charges against him.
Well, this goes back to our privacy issue. This goes back now to the discussion we had before about the very difficult balance of where do you draw the line between the government intruding into your privacy and being able to know everything about you so that you're the one out of a million that doesn't commit a crime or might be a Russian spy, you know? I think that is a very, very perplexing issue, and one that also requires sober minds and abstract intelligence. Where do we draw the line between having the government be able to know this guy has records and the police know who in their neighborhood is dangerous and, you know, who are the people that are more likely to commit a crime than the ones that are not, and having government intrusion in terms of our personal records and our privacy? This is a problem, and it's one that you and I are talking about right now.
45 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. If you're in need of new talent for your business, you got a big business, medium-sized business, small business, and you only have a short amount of time to get the replacement, you don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find the perfect hire. All you need is ZipRecruiter.com. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use the talents, the streamlined candidate look and see. This is the dashboard is an amazing thing. You look, you see, you understand, you move your business forward by hiring the right candidate. The right candidate first. If you're hiring and you don't know about ZipRecruiter.com, then you need to go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. See how ZipRecruiter is different, how they put smart matching technology to work. They notify qualified candidates that have posted their resumes on these leading job boards. ZipRecruiter is looking at all of them, hundreds of them, all the time. So automatically, what you've posted and who you're matched with will be the right fix because they have the criteria down in the software. It's not that difficult to understand or to explain, but the bottom line is when you use ZipRecruiter, you are going to get the right candidate and quickly with not a lot of muss and fuss. You don't have to do a lot of the work. They manage the hiring process from start to finish for you. It's fabulous. Very good. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it for your next hire. ZipRecruiter is free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Doug Steffen with a review of the top stories of the week in order from number 10 to number 1, just so you actually know what it is that we're going to be talking about, what we're dabbling in. Sports Talk Radio, number 10. Number 9, the continuing focus on what will happen if the discussions about changing the tariffs actually takes place. Number 8, Scott Pruitt, the investigation into his tenure at the EPA. The feud between Sean Hannity and Jimmy Kimmel that was very pronounced this week is number 7. Number 6, ongoing scrutiny about security on the border. Number 5, what's going on in the Middle East? Good God, what are we going to do with that mess? Number 4, the continuing... The 4, 3, 2, and 1 are all about politics and Trump and Paul Ryan exiting the House. So that's the way it looks. That's how it shapes up story-wise on the Talk Radio Review.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
At Calitrin, we hold ourselves accountable to ensure that you receive nothing but the best. With every active ingredient in Calitrin, we make sure that it meets our quality standards of being 100% all-natural, but it is also beneficial for you. That way, we're able to give back more than we take. Whether that's helping someone achieve their desired weight and health goals, fighting arthritis, increased levels of energy, or sleeping better at night, we want you to feel the best that you've ever felt. That's why we don't just consider ourselves a weight loss company, but a healthy lifestyle partner for you and millions of others.
Hi, this is Beth, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me lose the weight easily and maintain my weight loss.
Saying yes to Calitrin is saying yes to the healthiest version of yourself. Discover how Calitrin can help you today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-440-2572. 1-800-440-2572. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-440-2572 or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info. Cruisenow.info.
Talk Radio Countdown with a focus on the people that Talkers Magazine and the research say are the biggest folks in terms of the focus on people in these stories. Jimmy Kimmel and Sean Hannity tied for number 10. Scott Pruitt at 9. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin at 8. David Pecker at 7. Mark Zuckerberg, they call him the Zuck. I didn't know that. I just heard that. A lot of conversation about him this week, obviously, because of the focus on Facebook. Number 5 is Paul Ryan. He apparently wants to get out of the political business. Rod Rosenstein, number 4. Michael Cohen, tied to the fate of Donald Trump, number 3. Robert Mueller, also tied to Trump, at number 2. And number 1 is the aforementioned President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. So that's the list of the people that we're talking about in review here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 53 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here. We've gone through a number of the items. We've picked apart some of the things that are important consideration. Michael has a unique way of taking things apart, understanding how to put good stories together, and thus the success of the Michael Harrison interview, which you can also see profiled at talkers.com or mhinterview.com, I think. Isn't that the
correct? mhinterview.com, which is a great place to go. You get right to it.
There's a little bit of inside shop talk here with a fellow you have this week, Craig Kitchen, who's known to those of us who are in the business as one of the most fabulous talent finders, if you will, managers. He manages all of the top radio talent, and he's a wonderful human being, but not many people know who he is.
Well, he's behind the scenes. He's a successful manager. He makes a lot of money. He doesn't have to promote himself. And he believes that the manager's role is to be in the, you know, not in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't do a lot of interviews. I was very lucky to be able to get him to be on the show. And for those who enjoy behind-the-scenes radio stuff, right. I mean, this is a bonanza. This is a tour de force. He's the chairman of the Radio Hall of Fame. Right. That's one of his things. He's also the manager of people like Rush Limbaugh, Jim Rome, Delilah,
Sean Hannity.
I'm not sure if he manages Hannity.
I think he used to anyway.
I think he's friends with Hannity.
He
for a number of years built Glenn Beck's Blaze and managed Beck. He doesn't manage him now.
Right.
He manages and consults major production companies. This guy is a force. He's one of the people that built Premier Networks, which is the network that Rush is on and that Hannity is on. We're talking about a major player. So if you're interested in radio, I mean, he's not a star, but he's a star in the business. Craig Kitchen is my guest. And next week, Barbara Boxer, former 24-year senator, 40-year elected public official in California, and her daughter, who's a brilliant young woman, a filmmaker, award-winning filmmaker, Nicole, they're about to do a new podcast, and I corralled them into the studio, and what an interesting hour of conversation about the role of women in society, politics, etc. So check that out, too.
Marbo is what used to, when I was on KVC in Los Angeles, she was sort of up and coming. It's been quite a long time ago. Senator, was very involved in politics, a very vivacious woman, and still has a great youthful feel to her. Why did she get out of the Senate? That I didn't understand.
Enough is enough. 24 years of it, she had enough.
Yeah.
She was born in 1940, so she's 78 years old. She has the vitality of a woman 40 years younger. And her daughter, it's like two mature women I was talking to. I didn't see them. We were not in the same studio, but it's the studio quality. So in our headsets, we were in the same place. And I got to tell you, they both sounded like very young women with great brains. Yeah. Very dynamic mother-daughter duo. I think it's just fascinating. It's gonna debut on my podcast next Monday. Mm-hmm. So check that out, too.
There's a lot of that. And if you go to Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, there are a lot of things that mean a lot to people who are in the industry. But because it's a public, it's Talkers.com. There are a lot of people that go there who are fans, like listening to this program. You're a fan of the format. And you can understand ratings by going there and why listeners and advertisers work together, what makes it work, that sort of thing. There's a very interesting insight into how the business works, and it isn't all right-wing talk radio. It isn't all men. It's really it's becoming more diverse in many different
radio,
ways.
It's sports radio, culture, celebrity gossip hosts.
But
it's an industry trade publication. I'm not here to I'm not here to promote Talkers.
Promoting
show. I appreciate that. I do like promoting the interview, though. I like promoting the mhinterview.com. But more importantly, I just like being on this program. I think this is a fun show to do.
It is fun because we talk about, we know each other so well. Sometimes that's a danger, though. If you know somebody too well, sometimes some of these morning shows, there's too much inside stuff. And so I try to guard against it because I don't want it to be too inside. There's a commercial reality to what we're doing. And the more people you bring in, the better it is. And sometimes you get too much into the weeds. And although it's fascinating for you and me, you're pretty good about bringing us out of there. Sometimes I just like, because I've been in the business as long as you have, and it's a fascinating world that we live in. Thus, the weekly talk radio countdown show, Michael and Doug at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.